From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man is dead after a crash on Broadway Street at Highland Avenue involving a motorcycle and a vehicle. Police say a 2006 Toyota driven by 29-year-old Samantha Hanna of Eureka had tried to turn south on Broadway from westbound Highland Avenue. 33-year-old Dustin Finson of Eureka was on a Yamaha motorcycle northbound. As the Toyota crossed the northbound lanes, Finson laid his motorcycle down on its side in an attempt to avoid a direct collision with the Toyota. However, Finson and the motorcycle slid into the side of the Toyota. He sustained major injuries as a result. Emergency medical personnel arrived on the scene and tried to provide aid to Finson. Unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries. No one inside the Toyota was injured. A federal judge this week denying Klamath Basin irrigators' challenge to dam water releases. The ruling rejected a bid by Klamath Basin farmers and water districts to block dam releases meant to prevent fish disease outbreaks. They'd argued that last year's rain and snowfall reduced the chance of fish disease outbreaks. Hoopa Valley Tribe, Yurok Tribe, and environmental groups claiming that the federal agencies violated the Endangered Species Act and their own 2013 biological opinion by allowing up to 91% of juvenile coho salmon to become infected by a deadly intestinal parasite. Humboldt County naming Nick Wilczek as its new library director. Wilczek, formerly branch manager for the Arcata Library, was appointed by the Board of Supervisors recently and will begin serving as the department director on Tuesday, May 8th. As director, Wilczek will lead the library in pursuing its mission of providing resources and opportunities to support lifelong learning, local heritage, and informational needs of the community. Well, the Coast Guard helped out four Dungeness crab fishermen aboard a 45-foot commercial fishing vessel this week, about a half-mile west of Table Bluff. The Miss Jessie crew contacted the Coast Guard, saying that the fishing vessel had lost steering in 10-foot seas and 30-mile-an-hour winds just outside the breaking surf. Watchstanders launched crews aboard a Sector Humboldt Bay helicopter and also a motor lifeboat. Helicopter arrived on scene, monitoring the Miss Jessie until the boat crew reached the fishing vessel. The boat crew towed the Miss Jessie across the bar to Woodley Island Marina, where they moored up at around 9 on Monday night. No injuries were reported. Graduating seniors from 9 local high schools who have interest in pursuing a career in the medical field are meeting with physicians and care providers from St. Joseph Hospital and Redwood Memorial Hospital during a luncheon and tour today. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.